Well, say it's out in the tool shed, and you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You say to me, go?
Go to the tool shed and get me a hammer.
Okay.
I had one in the car, too. I had one on the back porch, too.
Oh, goodness. You have a lot of hammers. In playing hide and seek, the children have to run in free and touch the...
Run in free?
And touch
the... Touch the base.
Okay. And, what's the thing standing at the end of a football field called?
Goal post.
All right. And besides, well, what's the kind of game that you play when you hide, when children hide, you know, outside?
Hide and go seek.
Okay. And did you, what other outside games did you have, did you play?
We had races.
Mm-hmm.
I could run the fast and play jump the rope. And hide and go seek. Ring around the rosy. And we take a rope and divide the team. Divide the number two and they pull.
What did you call that?
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
A contest to see who could get the other side down first.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't think of anything called it.
Well, they called it tug of war.
Yes. Yes. Tug of war.
Okay. You throw a ball to somebody and ask them to
catch it.
I threw a ball and he
caught it.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
Okay. If I ask you to meet me downtown, I might say, you might say, well, yeah, I ask you to meet you down, meet me downtown, and I might say, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Okay. If a man has just been discharged from his job, he might go to the boss and ask him to take him on again. He might say, just give me
one more chance.
Okay. If a man is in a very good mood, you say he's in very good... He's in a very good... Or... If a man can always see the point of a joke, you say he's got a very good sense of...
That's a humor.
Okay. If you have a hired man who keeps loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him. You'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to...
Hire that man.
Okay. And you might say, I think I'm going to get...
Rid of him.
If someone didn't know what was going on, but he pretended he did, you might say, he didn't know what was going on, but he, what, he knew it all.
He tried to make out like he was knew everything that was going on.
Okay. A boy left his best pencil on his desk and came back and didn't find it. He'd say, I bet somebody
stole it.
Okay. Do you have any other words that you might say? I bet somebody, or a little boy might say, I bet somebody
took my pencil, snitched it.
Okay. And what if something happened to be more important or more expensive? What would you say?